The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. And you know it's on America's Web Radio, the best place to get the truth. It's one of the only places you can get the truth lately. It's pretty amazing if you think about it. So here we're going to go. Without any further delay this week, we're going to jump right into Rhyme Time, my favorite part of the show. In a world where shadows dance and violent schemes take flight, evil seeks its chance to conquer in the night. But know this truth, my friend, hold it in your head and heart. Evil will succeed where good retreats at the very start. The darkness grows, the countries ignore, the evil attacked. Oh, now, those countries want to keep the death score. Why now? Why weren't they there before? We left the truth that apparently has walked out the door. In corners dark where fear and hatred breed, evil finds its nourishment on university campuses, an insidious seed. When good retreats in silence or in fear, the wicked forces grow, further destroying society, drawing the end ever so near. Evil plots and the schemes in secret, you thought it was out of sight. Their power and malice used to be at least hidden from the light. But let despair our despair, let's admit, but no hope now remains. There is no beacon and light in the night. The radical society now has malfunctioning brains. The battle now intensified between evil and good. We thought crazy homicidal maniacs were under control. We were told and understood. But like most of the spewed garbage bowled from the current administration, the left has unfortunately obliterated morals and truth in this once great nation. The border is closed, inflation is good, parents are terrorists, statues are racist, and Republicans are bad. Listen to me now, America. All of us have been and are being lied to. We have all, by this administration, been had. There is no longer a purity of purpose which our Constitution, from its inception, requires. Now it seems that the people running this country and world want to burn it all down with huge fires. The insanity is palpable. There's no end in sight. So when brutality attacked and mutilated, only for the Israelis, is stopping terror not right? Can this world still exist if terror takes hold? It seems this brutal, inhumane terror attack has made the anti-Zionists in the world so bold. This may be the end, but Joe doesn't seem to even know where he is. So without a leader of the free world cognizant of his own life, we won't even pass the existence quiz. How could this happen to me? It's not much of a surprise. We lost our moral compass when we put our faith and stood with those who kill babies and don't cry. We have allowed this societal malfunction, the degradation of life and our existence in this world. Each and every country who supports this has a place in the netherworld. Biden left the southern border open, and now the truth has finally been told. America, Christopher Wray, FBI director, says, we have no idea how many terrorists are in America. Gee, is reality so cold? The lying must stop. Kamala is the border czar. The border is so open, you can come across in a truck or even a car. How dumb is this nation under Joe? We have lost any security, and now the truth you must know. It's not whether we will be hit with another horrendous terrorist attack, but how many and where it will happen. Under Biden, all the terrorists are back. Instead of sending a clear, violent message to those who continue to attack our troops, I find it incredible that Mayorkas, this brainless fool, has no idea how many and not a clue what groups. For in the heart of every evil person, the evil is pure and intensive kind. There is no spark of light or humanity we all can even find. In an imaginary world, would we stand together hand in hand, evil grips begins to weaken. We think it cannot withstand. But the real world is brutal, and there are those who call for genocide. The simple fact is that Israel is really pissed. Hamas better buckle up to the next life they will ride. The idiots running the UN call for a ceasefire after the terror has rained down. It just emphasizes the clown show it is and why it needs to get out of our town. I have the quick solution to end the war tomorrow. Protect the Palestinians too. Hamas drops its weapons, stops its terror, surrenders tomorrow. You think this is a national secret? Oh, gee, who knew? Yet the UN hides behind the radical left ceasefire rhetoric. Not one called for Hamas to stop fighting, release the hostages immediately. We really need to get a grip. Now deflector John Kirby lies to America again this week, saying he has no idea how many terrorists have entered this country through the southern border wide open. The answer was pathetically weak. America better be bracing for a terror attack. It's already now. Under Biden with an open border, Biden has caused the situation he did allow. With courage as our armor and truth as our sword, we must rise to meet this terror challenge, and sanity needs to be restored. Though evil may persist, it must not win. There is a tear in the morality of this world, the one we are in. Israel didn't start this, but they will not stop. Hamas has pulled the linchpin. When good and right unite, we must be relentless, wipe evil from the planet, and conquer the sin. Can the triumph of good be delayed by the radical left here in the USA? The universities, the breeding grounds for the radical brutality, support this even today. Once a harbor of morality and clear thinking, bright future leaders, we have now created monsters, death-supporting radicals, a bunch of bottom feeders. Time to wake up, America. This is the last stand. If we don't wake up immediately, we will surely lose this great land. Evil must be eradicated from this earth. We have no other choice at this point. We need a new leader to reverse this war insanity. This we must vote to appoint. Through trials and tribulations on this path, we will never endure. Our loss of faith in goodness and our loss of love for each other is not secure. With brutality being our guide, we'd never find our way. And goodness will be banished. Darkness will grow, making it easy to stay. Hey, useful idiots, stop calling for an Israeli ceasefire. Call for Hamas to lay down its weapons. Stop the insanity. The situation is dire. So remember, my dear friend, when evil times are getting tough, the battle against evil may be deadly and is often very rough. But standing your ground and stamping out evil, we can no longer delay. Remember who started this war by slaughtering innocent people. Stand up and say. The fantasy of the AOC-inspired Green New Deal, the Biden for crazy brainless dreams, are collapsing now for real. The offshore windmill projects, no matter how subsidized they are all now failing and going bankrupt. Biden gets a rating of a zero star. The spin will soon begin. You can see it coming now. The collapsing Green New Deal dream forced into bankruptcy. No more cash cow. Seems to be going broke. Electric cars left sitting on lots. Could not force Americans to buy dreams that were clearly nightmares. Just connect the dots. Bringing the rhyme time to close without a windmill will be okay. It's time to move on to the bigger and main part of the show. Full throttle with gas. For now, we will stay. Reality bites when you lie from the White House podium all the time. And they don't even have the talent to rhyme. What they say to us should be a crime. So, we come to the end and we start the great show. I'll say, let's get moving. So the truth from me, you will know. You know, sometimes I wonder when I start this show, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to tell you? What do you have to know? What is important in this country to know? What is important in this country to understand? And I got to tell you, the blatant disregard for facts, figures, and more important, reality in the Biden administration, the Biden-Harris administration, because, yeah, she is a second. I know it's difficult to understand, and sometimes we don't even know where she is, but we'll draw a Venn diagram later on, and we'll let you know. But here's the problem. This Harris administration with Biden in tow, it's frightening in this country. It seriously is frightening. The fact in this country is we have divided this country. We've chosen people by their ethnicity. Yeah, that's a tough word. But trust me, it's a checkbox on every form that this Biden administration has used. They have 15 different genders, 50 different genders, 25 different genders. We've chosen incompetent people in our government, and we have divided this country against the Jews and against each other. Any Jewish person in this country, quite frankly, who votes for the Biden-Harris ticket, this administration, or quite frankly, any other dumbass Democrat who votes against Israel, any Jewish person in this country who does that, well, you know what? You're going to get what you deserve. Another 4 years of Joe Biden and Harris, an incompetent, pathetic foreign policy, a complete and utter failure as the world burns and breaks out into complete disorder. If you even want to call it a foreign policy, quite frankly, it's more like a feckless policy that is foreign, foreign to this planet, foreign to this world, and it has led to the massive anti-Semitism that has now engulfed this country and, quite frankly, the rest of the world. It's always been there. But you know what? It's been more quiet. It's been less pronounced. And unfortunately, it is getting out of control. And this is a problem. This is a major problem in this country right now. And you know what? When I hear the Biden administration speak about Islamophobia, it just boils my guts to understand how pathetically out of touch with the reality that they really are. It's sad. It really is sad. But you know what? I don't understand it. And why don't I understand it? Because it doesn't make any sense. It makes zero sense. This country has a serious problem with anti-Semitism. Just look around you and you'll see it. There's nothing being done to eradicate those who engage in this conduct. And that, my friends, is a very, very serious problem. It is a disaster waiting to happen. And unfortunately, it's happening right now. So, I don't know. The hate actors who are out there need to be taken out. They need to be deprogrammed. There's something wrong with them. But you know what? What we're going to do is we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. We're going to take a short break right now, and then we're going to come right back after this. Don't miss the next section of the program. Stand by. You're not going to want to miss it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And welcome back to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. So today, right before the break, we were talking about this country has a very serious anti-Semitism problem. And yet, honestly, nothing that I have seen from the Biden administration, or quite frankly from any one of the university campuses, has gone anywhere near eradicating those who have engaged in this type of conduct. It's not only tolerated, it's almost encouraged. It's allowed to fester on these premises of the universities. These hate actors need to be arrested. These hate actors need to be thrown in jail for a long term. When you threaten to kill someone, that merits severe and relentless punishment. Let me just bring you back to a short term ago, only 4 years ago. Look at the people at the January 6th, the breach of the Capitol. Those people who were put in jail by federal judges for years without even threatening or to kill someone. They wanted to hang Mike Pence? Yeah, okay. And I wanted to become the Queen of England. Neither of those were ever going to happen, and we knew that, but yet we all acted like it was. This lawless lack of enforcement is leading to the permanent death of the American I once knew. The America, I should say. The American I once knew was all gone. I don't know what happened. This generation's finished. But I once pledged allegiance every single day to America. Remember that? Remember in school when you pledged allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all? Remember that? Well, maybe you do and maybe you don't. If you don't, you need to go back to school. Because you know what? I bet you'd recognize the gay pride flag before you recognize the American flag. And that's where things went wrong. You need to understand that when one country, one people, have a common goal, such as protecting it, protecting its society, protecting its morality, it is a stronger country. It is a country that is homogeneous, yet joined at the hip by one purpose, the Pledge of Allegiance. But we don't do that anymore. And this country under Biden, the Biden-Harris administration, if that's what you want to call it, it's more like the Biden and Harris incompetent company. The rest of the fools that we put in government, you could threaten to kill Jews, to gas Jews, an entire population of people, and yet nothing is being done to have the domestic terrorist strike team immediately raid the houses and arrest those domestic terrorists. Zero. Nada. Nothing is being done. But you know what? Stand up at a school board meeting and the SWAT team's going to be at your house. Go to an abortion clinic and pray outside. SWAT team's going to come to your house, take you down in handcuffs, have helicopters overhead. It's going to be a mess. Why? Why? Just think about that for a second. As I've said before, the starting point, the flashpoint to this impending doom of America, the genesis of this disgusting behavior is our college campuses. They're not campuses anymore. They're radical breeding grounds. And the progressive the radical left in this country and around the world, quite frankly, after all, you have to find someone to blame. Remember how this all started? You have to find someone to blame for your own pathetic, inept waste of an existence. Why? Because that's where this infestation has festered from the progressive radical left in this country. We let them go into the education system. We let them take over the school boards. And what did they do to our college campuses? A death threat against Jews from some imbeciles on campus, including a Cornell College professor, who I was amazed. I was absolutely stunned and flabbergasted when he testified and screamed out on his microphone in front of all these idiots. He was exhilarated when the heads of babies and newborns were cut off, when live babies were killed by actually throwing them in ovens and burning them alive. Innocent Israelis, what did they do? And others living there were kidnapped and killed in Israel and then in Gaza. But you know what? That was okay, right? And you wonder why this country is so screwed up and society is crumbling faster than a 40-year-old cookie? It's because it's learned. This behavior is learned and taught over decades now. And it started in our elementary schools, and now it's professed, and it is just blatantly out there in our college campuses. I mean, talk about blatant disregard for morals. Listen, I've talked about it before. When you actively seek to destroy the morals of the society crumbles. This country is now officially on its way to being completely destroyed. And quite frankly, I don't think we will ever survive with these mindless radicals allowed to conduct brutal and terroristic attacks on other humans without consequences. What was done on October 7th in Israel was an inhumanity too inhumane. It was just too over the top. It was ballistically crazy. These people are animals. They do not deserve to be here. But we are at an inflection point in this country. And if you don't know what that means, look it up. We need to wake up. America needs to wake up. This is where the genesis of a genocide starts against the Jews. It's been festering. And we have to remove the weeds in the garden of America, which infests our campuses. And that starts with the professors, the people who go out and radicalize these students. This is a problem. And you know what? All of these useless imbeciles who are protesting and doing these acts, taking over bridges, stopping up highway traffic, painting Nazi signs on buildings, they need to be arrested and prosecuted with the same venomous determination that the January 6th people were and still are being prosecuted with. But where is that? Where's all the progressive DAs? Where are they all? Oh, wait, they're not there? Why not? Because you know what? Because they don't care. They're in line with it because they are the radical left. Instead, these people are going to be let out in 10 seconds. If they pull them off the highways, before the paperwork, the ink is even dry on the paper, they're going to be out. You know, imagine if I went out there tomorrow, or if another student went out there tomorrow and threatened to kill an African-American, threatened to kill a Muslim, a lesbian, threatened to kill another U.S. government official. That person would be in jail without bail until they were tried and then almost certainly sentenced to a very long period behind bars, or in fact life in federal prison. But you know what? We see it right before our eyes right now. You got to wake up. Our eyes in this country have been closed. You can go out there and threaten an entire Jewish population inside America, and the world, threaten to wipe them out by violence, starting with the likes of the Idiot Squad, Ilhan Omar, Jaipal, Presley, whatever their names are, and the ringleader, the brainless fool, Rashida Tlaib. But that's okay, right? Because they have a D next to their name. These anti-American, anti-Zionist, anti-Semites, these congressional fools are still receiving security and operational briefings. And quite frankly, in my opinion, and again, it's only my opinion, if you don't think that they are likely passing that information along to Hamas, you, my friends, need a reality check. But that's why you're listening to me, because I'm going to give you that reality check. This is almost a given certainty based on their extremely violent rhetoric they spewed against the Jews in Israel. I mean, come on. Do you not see this? Does not Congress take any actions? I mean, if somebody went in and did something to a minority, tomorrow they'd be gone out of Congress. Tomorrow they'd look to censure them. But these people they're immune. They're immune from any attacks by any other Congress. Why? I ask you why. So you know what? Leave that alone for a little bit now. So you know what? Let's jump over to something. Let's jump over to something that it's more obvious. Well, I don't know if it's more obvious, but let's put it this way. It's front and center. Although the last couple of weeks since October 7th, we've had to deal with a little bit more than just a little bit stupid economy. The economy, or more precisely, what's left of it after 3 years of Biden. Economically, the reports are that October 2023 was the worst year in 5 years of the stock market. Thank you, Joe Biden and the cackling Kamala Harris. Maybe you should just become a Venn diagram. Get out of the office. Maybe we should put her in an electric bus, the ones that she loves so much, and let her ride around it. until it blows up or catches fire. Have you seen those videos? Yeah. All that money that they dumped into these Green New Deals. It's ridiculous. And wait, I'm going to tell you further what's going on in this country when it comes to these idiots and what they've done. Listen, when the Green New Deal is ready to go, when society says, hey, you know what? I want to have a Venn diagram car, a car that works on a battery, that if I take a vacation with my kids and I have to travel more than 60 miles, that I'm not going to have to stop for 10 minutes every 5 minutes. It's, come on, folks. Let's be a little bit realistic. It's not ready to go yet. Otherwise, everybody would be buying one, right? We all know that. If it was so amazing, you'd all be buying it. And quite frankly, this country's broke right now. We have nothing left. We're $32 trillion in the hole. Do you know what that is? That number has so many zeros, this program's not long enough to call out the number of zeros. But you know what? That's okay. Joe Biden is going to fix it, right? I don't think he'll ever fix it because he doesn't know it's wrong. The answer is not Kamala Harris either. And I hate to say it. We're the problem. We are the problem. America is the problem because we put these idiots in charge. We put these knuckleheads in charge. These are the people, the great strategy of America, to put Joe Biden, the experience behind 50 years. Well, we're finding out a little about his experience. But you know what? We'll get back to that in a second. The experience of check writing. Loans all over the place. Loans on the left, loans on the right. Nah, there's nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. I just lent my brother $200,000. Yeah, I wrote loan on that check. That ought to solve the problem. So now you're going to have that spun dry too. But you know what? It's the same thing over and over again. Deny, admit nothing, make counter accusations. And they've done it successfully. They've done it very successfully the entire time so far. But what have we done as Americans? We've eaten it up. We've taken it all. We've listened to it, and we've eaten it up like it was a bunch of chocolate chip cookies and M&Ms. Can I say the word M&Ms anymore, or is that something racist? I mean, I just can't figure it out anymore. But anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break again, and we're going to come right back, and I'm going to talk about the rest of the show, and you're going to love it. Stand by. We'll be right back.
If you love classic cars, you're going to want to listen to the Classic Car Show with Tom Cox and Richard Lentinello on America's Web Radio. Live every Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern at americaswebradio.com or on demand on your favorite podcast app.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/America's Web Radio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@americaswebradio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
What will Victor say next? Find out every Tuesday at 1 p.m. on the On Point with Victor show, only on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio. Yes, I've calmed down a little bit. Oh, it's amazing what a break can do for you. But yeah, we're going to pick it up right here with talking about the great strategy by the White House, the widget, announced to the world, by the way, we're out of ammunition. So we're not only out of ammunition, but we're also apparently out of military intelligence. They may go hand in hand if we want to fight a war, but hey, who's really keeping count here? So what are we going to do? We're going to shoot peas when China takes over Taiwan? Where are we getting all these frozen peas from to throw at them? That's what I want to know, because our supply chain's still a mess. Maybe we could throw some carrots at them. How dare we as the United States turn around and urge Israel to cease fire on a ground war when Hamas has already killed, if you put this into populational proportion, and I know, listen, let me put this on a number out there for you, because a lot of you have gone to public schools and you know how fabulous we are at a 13% rate of passing with math in our public schools in this country. But that's not an exigent circumstance. No, what's really important to Joe Biden is climate change. We won't even be able to calculate the climate change the way our public schools are. But anyway, let me calm down a little bit and say, hey, how dare we do this? How dare we turn around and say to Israel, by the way, you need to stop and take a break, okay? Now, let me put it in again. I was going to tell you, let me put it into proportion for you. What Hamas did by killing around 1,400 people, and again, they still haven't found all the bodies because they decapitated kids, decapitated women, cut their babies out of their wombs, and put babies in ovens and turned the ovens on. This is the humanity that the UN is complaining that they are killing, okay? The individuals who they're killing are animals. And don't tell me that Hamas is separate from Palestine all of a sudden. And don't attack the hospitals where the Palestinians are because, well, hey, gentlemen, by the way, military geniuses, where do you think they put the tunnels? You think they put them in their military barracks? No. You know where their military barracks are? You know where the tunnels are? Underneath the hospitals, underneath the churches, underneath the mosques, underneath the schools. So what are we supposed to do? Not attack them? Is Israel supposed to say, well, you know, there's civilians there, we can't go there? Listen, you want to stop the killing of civilians? Tell Hamas to get out of the tunnels underneath the hospitals. That's what your problem is, okay? So let me put it back into proportion. I was going to get to that for you here. All right, the amount of persons killed brutally and slaughtered in Israel by Hamas would in fact be our 9/11. 45,000 Americans would have been killed on that day. That day on October 7th, when all of those people were killed in Israel, that would be equivalent to 45,000 Americans. Go ahead. Tell me that you wouldn't be pissed off as a nation. Tell me that when they did that in America and they killed 3,000 people and more, because more are dying every day from knocking down those twin towers when our brilliant government said, oh, it's safe to go breathe the air. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Uh-huh. And you wonder why people don't trust our government. Just imagine 45,000 Americans killed on one day. Would you be an angry nation? Would you go and stop? Would you listen to the UN that said, hey, back off Osama bin Laden, you know, let him get some more weapons, give him some more time to get his IEDs in place before you go try to take him out. You know what? This is so ridiculous. The UN, this is absolutely ridiculous. What amazes me is our pathetic, incompetent war administration under the Biden and Harris administration. It hasn't turned around to Iran, to Tehran directly, in the clearest and most blatant terms. The same terms that Tehran turns around and tells us, that Hamas turns around and tells Israel, we're not stopping. When they asked him the other day, and I saw the interview, and I played it back four times, they said, so you want Israel to have a ceasefire? Yes, they should stop immediately. Are you going to stop? No, absolutely not. We're going to take them out, and we're going to keep doing what we're doing. The concept of ceasefire to these imbeciles in the Hamas organization doesn't mean anything. What do you think who started this war? Who started this conflict? Did Israel ask for it? Did Israel go into Hamas and destroy everything? Did they cut up little babies? Did they take babies as hostages? No. So you know what? What I've learned is Joe Biden. Now, by the way, what I'm talking about is there is approximately 33 Americans that were killed during this horrific event. 10 hostages, American hostages, were taken. Oh, Hamas released two of them. Let me just tell you a real story, okay? The real deal here is, in no uncertain terms, they should turn around and tell Iran, if our hostages are not back in America within 24 hours, Tehran's going to look like a parking lot. and I would send a couple of missiles over there just to emphasize the point. Do you think for one second, and just think about it and be realistic, okay? Talk to yourself, okay? I would put it out to them. If you would inform Tehran on the first day that American hostages were taken and killed, they killed 33 of our citizens. And what have we done? We hit a warehouse? Oh, gee, an unmanned warehouse. That ought to send a message. You know what message that sends? Incompetency, pathetic foreign policy. And it all started in Afghanistan. And guess who is all still employed? Every one of those morons that did that. Every one of them. So let me get to this, all right? There, I would turn around and tell Iran, listen, if you kill any Americans and you don't give these hostages back immediately, there will be such dire consequences and such massive destruction that your existence will be terminated. You will be sent back to the Stone Age. You know, that they would respect. We all know whose fingerprints are all over this. This is not much of a secret. It's their weapons. It's their training. We know all of this information, yet the Biden administration refuses to say Tehran had anything to do with this. We cannot be this stupid in this country, but I guess we are. So now we have Tehran trying to now get our hostages. Of course they want a ceasefire, because they want to take our hostages. Do we not remember Jimmy Carter? I mean, he's looking like Einstein right now compared to Joe Biden and his national security advisor, Jake Sullivan. Please. Yeah. 2 weeks ago, he said, we don't even have to go to the Middle East anymore. It's such a great place to be. We've gotten so much done. Thank goodness we got rid of Donald Trump. We are doing so good there. Well, Jake, guess what? You caveated all that with, it could change. It did change. So let me get this straight. Let me put this really in perspective for you and bring it home, okay? If China or Russia had their people taken in a terrorist attack on North Korea, do you think for 5 seconds that they would sit there and say, could you please give us back our hostages, please? You think Russia or China would turn around and say, you got 15 minutes to get them out of there, or we're going to level your place. We're going to level everyone you've ever known. And you know what? They would destroy that group. They would destroy the state. They would destroy the groups that are residing in the state. Yet when it comes to Israel, somehow the world cannot bring itself to the rational thought of destroying a terrorist organization. I don't know. And by the way, there have been 28 attacks, and who knows, there may have been other attacks tonight. Okay? 28 attacks by Iran-backed proxies in 2 freaking weeks. And we're going to send an additional 300 additional troops. Well, let's just call them what they really are. We're going to send another 300 additional targets for Iran and their proxies to take potshots on. This administration cannot be any dumber. We have all this hardware. We have all these ships there. And we haven't fired anything. We've defended ourselves. Oh, gee, what a great idea. Let's defend ourselves from the terrorists. You know how you stop terrorists? You kill them. You kill them outright. You bury them. Done and finished. This Department of Defense and the Pentagon, they all need to be disassembled and reassembled with the sole purpose of being lethal. Not inclusive. Not equitable. Okay, maybe if they focused on a little less on pronoun talk and gender neutrality and picking out genders and transgenderism, maybe if they focused a little bit more on lethality, which is what the military is for. What are you going to use your military for? For a dance show? For a drag show? No, you want to put the fear of the world into anything that America gets involved in. And we've lost that. Under Trump, we did it. You know why? Because he didn't screw around. Because when he said don't do it, and you did do it, guess what happened? You got pummeled with 79 Tomahawk missiles for breakfast. But we don't understand that anymore. We don't understand that as a country. We need the lethality. And I got to tell you, the imbeciles like Austin and Anthony Blinken, he's a bigger imbecile.
The fact that these people are in charge of our military and the State Department, that's what really concerns me. The United States is in deep trouble, and we better straighten it out. This is done. We have the fact that we have treasonous traitors in our Congress yelling death to America and death to Israel, that should be the tip-off that we have a problem here. They should be immediately disbarred from taking part in any kind of briefing concerning security or troop movements or anything else. And if you think they're not sharing that information, boy, have I got some bridges to sell you. They are just as bad as the terrorists. My humble opinion, but just as bad as the terrorists. And that's a fact. That's a reality that we have to understand, and we must understand that in order to survive as a country. Because if you don't want to survive as a country, that's fine. I do. I want to survive in this country. I want this country to be what it used to be. And I got to tell you, right before we take our break here, I'm going to just bring it in. Ron DeSantis this week said something very interesting. He said, any students who are at any American universities on visas that profess to kill America or death to Israel, or incited violence, he would immediately void their visa and throw them out of the country. That is one of the smartest things I've heard a political person say in many, many months. And let me tell you, it's the first smart idea I've heard from a politician. And you know what? Let me just put it out there. 3 years. Okay? When Trump sent those 79 missiles, guess what? Into Syria, they shut up. And so did the rest of them over there. So we're going to take a short break in a few seconds. And what I'm going to tell you about when we get back is the joyless Reid is at it again. Yep. I know. She did it again. Blatant disregard for reality.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
If you love classic cars, you're going to want to listen to the Classic Car Show with Tom Cox and Richard Lentinello on America's Web Radio. Live every Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern at americaswebradio.com or on demand on your favorite podcast app.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the americasbroadcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio. So I've calmed down again. I tend to get very emotional about these things because they seem very, very, just, they're clear to me. They make sense to me. And for some reason, our government doesn't seem to see it. But we're running short on time, so I'm going to start hustling my butt going. So right on MSNBC, you have the joyless, brainless Joy Reid. Again, she actually deserves to say, she said, Israel deserve what they got. Okay, this brainless fool that they put in front of a microphone actually deserves, I can't even believe that she said that Israel deserves that. And she's calling for a ceasefire. Yeah, this brainless fool. So let me ask her something. Let me put this out to you, Joy. So your family gets beheaded, your children are put in the oven to burn alive, and you want to call for a ceasefire now. Does that sound like a good idea? Yeah, your family's now dead. They killed them by this brutal attack, and you want to call for a ceasefire because, oh my goodness, they bombed the Gaza hospital. Well, listen, you moron, you reported it out of the gate again. Forget about journalistic, integrity. She has none whatsoever. Again, my opinion. But she puts the fake story out right over the air that Israel attacked the Gaza hospital. And what happens? The world picks it up. And guess what? It never happened. It was a stray bomb from Hamas themselves. They caught them talking over the radios to both, to
back and forth that, oh my goodness, we just bombed the hospital. And why did that cave, in? Guess why? Because there were tunnels underneath the hospital. So you want to stop this? Hey, no retraction off the top. The stupid trifecta. Dumb, dumber, and dumbest. The Hamas supporting the idiot Rashida Tlaib. She's another one. The trifecta of dumbasses. She reports straight out that Gaza, the hospital was destroyed by Israel. And she still had it up there days after. The proof was out there. She needs to get out of Congress. You know what? This is what happens when you bring in a group of people who have no allegiance to America. She has zero allegiance to America. As far as I'm concerned, she is a treasonous congressional member. And that, my friend, this is the idiot squad. Not the anything else other than she's the queen of dumbass. But let's wake up, America. You know, if not where, it's not where right now. Okay, it's not when or if. It's where and when that terror is going to strike the homeland. Christopher Wray this week, unless you don't know who he is, the FBI director, or at least that's his name, he said on Capitol Hill on Tuesday that there is a very high likelihood of domestic terrorism from outside organizations like Hamas and Hezbollah in the United States. And he blames it on the Gaza invasion. Hey, dumb butt. Okay, let me point out Captain Obvious here that, you know what, when you have Captain Obvious, the freaking southern border wide open, and you have 7 or 8 million people coming in for the last 3 years, and we've been lied to under Biden, there's a gaping hole for terrorists to come through. So don't even tell us for a second there and try to make it seem like, oh, it's because of the Gaza Strip. Dude, they've been walking right across the river, and we've been shuttling them all over the country. So when it breaks out and terror is down, blood all over your hands, and the idiots who were up there protesting Blinken, guess what? I hope you guys are the first ones to go, because you're the guys who supported the open borders. And guess what? 7.5 million potential terrorists. That's a boatload, folks. It took 19 to do what they did on 9/11. And this is outrageous that we are still holding the border open. I don't get it. You know, any Jewish American who votes for any American who votes for a Democratic president or a Democratic congressional or Senate member coming up for 2024 and before is a complete numbskull. Because by and large, you're supporting Hamas and you're keeping the border wide open. So you know what? When they start blowing up our malls and blowing up our schools, what are you going to run? You're going to run the anti-gun commercials? No, you don't have any anti-Hamas commercials. But there are still people working for our government in the Department of Homeland Security. Mayorkas, the idiot, was grilled by Senator Hawley. And he was asked, how many terrorists have come across our border? He has no clue. He has none whatsoever. And by the way, when he was asked, hey, do you still have people working for DHS who are anti-Semites? He said, well, that's a disgusting question. No, what was disgusting is he never answered the question. He played dodgeball for 5 minutes. Okay, that's unfortunate. That needs to be corrected. He needs to go. And by the way, the UN is the clown show that it's always been thought to be. The UN's calling for a surrender. Let me just give you something. I'm going to give you the right answer right now. I'm going to give you some free advice, America. Let me answer this question. You want to stop the war? Okay. Right now, Hamas tomorrow surrenders, war over. Thank you very much for playing. No civilian casualties, no people dying, no babies with their heads cut off anymore, no brutal murders, no pregnant women having their fetuses cut out of them and then killed in front of them before they themselves are murdered, no murdered grandmothers, no more murdered and raped young women by this inhumane, animalistic Hamas group. Let them surrender. Why? Oh, because they're okay, because they're looking on the right side of things, huh? Well, listen up. UN, you're useless to begin with. You've proven you're useless still. So when Mayorkas was asked whether or not the border was infiltrated, he didn't like that question. Why? Because he doesn't like the answer he'd have to give if he actually answered the question. But he's not going to answer that question. So you know what? If you're bad at your job in this administration, you get promoted. That's a beautiful thing. I got to tell you. You know, the other thing is, let's be quite honest here. The people we are bringing into this country illegally, this is an assimilation lie. They are not assimilating into our society. And that's where America's going to fall apart. Okay? We're going to have 13 different communities, 13 different pledges of to somebody else. And guess what? America's done. We're finished. What if the definition of security is that, why don't we change it to, well, allowing 8 million people into this country illegally? That's a secure border now under the Democrats. If you can hide and you can side with the brutality of slaughtering innocent children, innocent women, cutting their heads off, and what's going on in these college campuses, we cannot continue to exist as a moral country with people like this within our society. They're being taught this. This is not something that they come out of the womb with. They're being taught this. This is a learned behavior. We better wake up, America. Quite frankly, these dumbasses in these universities and anyone who is of the Jewish persuasion or anyone who has a sanity brain cell who gives money to any of these universities claiming to be free speech. Well, except when it comes to killing people, if you're Jewish, that's okay. When they don't feel safe. And just what blows my mind is, oh God, Kamala, I'm trying to figure out how to say it. Kamala Harris announces that they're going to now focus on Islamophobia. How about we focus on not killing people? How's that? How about we do that? Why don't we start there? How about we focus on not killing Israelis when they're sitting in their homes and sleeping in their beds? How about the commission for that? Oh no. And how about the commission for getting back our 240 hostages that were taken? You know, the imbeciles in charge of our military and the imbecile widget in the White House, there's zero foreign policy experience. Bad foreign policy experience doesn't make good anything. And if his teleprompter goes out, he's dead meat. He has nothing to say. So Christopher Wray alleges now that we are at the top of our bad, you know, terrorist attack red zone, okay, so to call it. There's a terrorist attack coming. So what's the genius bar doing of the Biden administration? Quite clearly, nothing. We let that idiot Hussein Amir Abdullahian, gosh, can't pronounce his name. The Iranian, oh gosh, I'm trying to keep this clean. This is the Iranian ambassador. We let him into the United States to berate the United States and literally threaten us on American soil that if we get involved, there'll be dire consequences. Well, I got two words for you, all right? And the other thing is, quite frankly, you want to spend $100 million to Hamas? Are you kidding me? Wake up, America. This has got to stop. We have to be smarter. You know, this reminds me of, and I'm going to hit it real quick here, five of these mayors of these sanctuary cities just went to Washington and they asked for $5 billion for their problem that they created because they can no longer take it. This is absurd. Oh, and by the way, the mayor for New York had to go home because, oh, the FBI raided his campaign director. But we won't talk about that right now. Listen, there is a problem. When I have Flopsy Mopsy in this country telling me that there's a national security issue because of Senator Tommy Tuberville, let me just tell you something, you moron. There's a wide open southern border. That's your security interest. That's your existential problem. And when it happens here, I'm going to come back on the radio and I'm going to tell you who did it. It's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That's who's caused the problem. This is absolutely outrageous. This is bizarre that nothing's being done. You know, they want to form an anti-phobia Islam and Muslim to protect them. But 63% of the hate crimes in America on 2.4% of the population, which are Jewish, where's that committee? There is none. Because you know what? They don't care. The Muslim community won't vote for Joe Biden if he doesn't make it look good. So he's going to make it look good. So he's going to make the problem go away, right? No, he's not. This is a huge problem. We have entitled college morons that we profess to say these are geniuses. They're not. And by the way, I've looked at the war manual, and I'm pretty sure out of the 1,254 pages that Hamas is not following it. So you know what? I say what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I'm sorry. What Israel is doing needs to be done. And if you don't think so, you're not taking reality seriously. Well, we got about a minute left here, so I'm going to try to wrap it up. This has been a tough week. It's been a tough week for the world. It's been a tough week for Israel. And you know what? The casualties are going to come, and they're going to get better and bigger. But you know what? This needs to be stopped now. Not a ceasefire. Hamas has to go. And Tehran has to be let. They need to know that this is not going to happen again. This cannot happen. And America, you got enough hardware there to tell them we're done. So, you know what? We got about another 20 seconds left to go here. I'm going to call it a day from Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. And I'm going to tell you, don't be fooled by this administration, folks. Let them not tell you garbage. Seek truth. Listen here. It's Mark the Shark. We're out.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.